from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. A lot going on in today's show, but a lot of competition, so the podcast is pretty short.
It's all right. Only the best bits you get on the potty, including you found a list of things that rude people do. You put me to the test.
Yeah.
Some questions you didn't quite get to ask me on the show, so I thought we could do the rest of the
questions. Keep going. All right. These two are quite specific to our office. Spraying deodorant or perfume in a confined space.
That's fine. Do it. If you need it, just do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you think?
No, I think if you can remove yourself, then do. If you can't remove yourself, then fine. But like if in the office, you can go out on the balcony.
You can go out, yeah, and I like to go on the balcony, yeah.
Smelly food in the office microwave.
Oh, guess who does that out of the two of us?
I am very guilty of that.
What did you heat up the other day that was a bit, that lasagna thing, what was that?
Oh, yeah. No, healthy lasagna with a lot of cottage cheese.
Yeah, no good.
Cottage cheese in the microwave doesn't go well. Getting to the counter and not knowing what to order.
Oh, no, I want to make sure I'm not holding people up behind me. I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
Of like trying to order as fast as possible.
Yeah, but that kind of works for me because if I'm under pressure, then I'll just make a decision.
Yeah. You know? Oh, you so don't like to think and you just go, oh my gosh, I need something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the people that get there that go, and can you explain what's on this one? No.
Nah.
You don't have time.
Nah.
Move aside. And take your 15 kids with you.
This one, I think you might be guilty
of. They always have lots of kids.
True. Being loud in public.
Am I loud in public?
You have a loud voice.
Yeah. I think I do that. I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm walking in a crowd and I'm laughing and we're talking or whatever and I go, oh, I think I'm the loudest person here.
I think when we're in like groups, particularly of radio people, we're loud.
Is that rude?
Nah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
All right, well, you'll hear the rest of them in today's podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The rest are all pretty boring.
Okay.
Enjoy the podcast. We talk about notes. We talk about rude people. And we talk about kids on leashes.
Bring it on.
Enjoy.
Of course.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Debates gone viral online, as many debates do these days, Tazzy, over using a leash on children. There's a photo that's been snapped in New York City of 8 kids from a daycare and they're being taken obviously on an excursion somewhere, maybe to the park.
Yeah.
And they're all strapped together like a pack of dogs.
Yep.
And their carers, educators, teachers, whatever they call them these days, are walking them down the street. I am all for it.
You're all for the leashes?
Yes,
on
absolutely.
Kids.
Do you know how fast kids run?
Yeah.
They are quick, man. And if you're navigating through busy streets with 8 children, absolutely pop a leash on them.
Child to adult ratio isn't great.
No.
8-1. I would more of a one-on-one kind of deal if you're going to keep on top of toddlers. I'm not a leash fan, though.
You're not a leash fan.
Because, I mean, it just, you're not walking dogs.
Cats on a leash? Are you okay with that?
No, I don't really like that either, actually, which is a bit weird. I don't think we should be leashing humans.
I think I am definitely going to be a leash parent.
Yeah, but you'll have them on the leash 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll just, you don't have to then parent at all.
A little tug back. If they like coming into the bathroom or something while I'm trying to pee, just tug on the leash,
And when they're crawling age, you'll just stick a little helium balloon to them so you don't actually need to watch for the kid. You'll just see the helium balloon move around the lounge.
It's perfect.
Or I don't like it.
A little cowbell on them.
Why are we using leashes on kids then?
Okay,
Fight me on this.
Debate is, people are up in arms about it saying we're treating our children like dogs.
Yep,
it's not teaching them a thing about road safety.
I was going to say, because we dress up dogs like with little raincoats and stuff. I was like, we wouldn't do that to kids, but we do. We still do. It's like little sailors and stuff. And that's actually kind of cute. But I don't like the leashes.
You don't like the leash.
Don't do that.
Teaching them about how to be on the road.
No.
Whatever. They're not going to learn anyway.
Lazy. Yeah.
All right. 545-11919. Get involved, Sunny Coast. Kids on leashes. Are you for or are you against? Because I'm all for it. 545-11919.
Convince me.
Yeah. Is it okay or is it treating them like dogs?
Not a fan of it. Not a fan. But you're either for or against. It's very much dividing the internet and dividing the Sunny Coast. Let's go to the lines. 545-11919.
Yeah. Simone's in Diagulas. Hello, Simone. Where do you sit on this one?
I used to, for pre-kids, I was very much against leads, very much against them. Mm-hmm. And then I had a runner. I was pregnant, heavily pregnant with my second, and it was the best thing that I bought. I cannot speak highly enough of these things. I swear, saved my daughter's life more times than I can count.
Oh, lifesaver, Tazzy.
Yeah.
They are lifesavers. And the thing is, if you think about it, yes, baby, just wait, sweetheart. They,
put your leash on and just sit down.
They are less restrictive than prams. But people don't have an issue with prams.
That is such a good point.
You know what?
Kids can actually walk around and roam and do what they want to do, and you just keep them safe. Whereas in prams, they're stuck in a seat and they go where you take them.
And they're actually strapped into it.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Exactly. So they are less restrictive. So honestly, I'm all for it. I will never, ever judge a parent for keeping their child safe. And in this case with the carers, they are outnumbered.
Yeah.
How else are they going to keep these kids safe?
Oh, Simone, you've spoken well. I can see Tazzy changing his mind right in front of my face.
I don't have a rebuttal to that.
Dan, what are your thoughts on this? For or against the leash?
I'm for it if you put it all on these teenagers who run amok.
Oh, so you reckon...
Oh, yeah.
Forget toddlers.
Right, people chain them up and, yeah. Old school, get their leather strap out now.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Dan, only the ones that misbehave.
Yeah, the ones on the e-scooters with eskies that they sit down on, chuck them on them.
And all these Esche fellas and stuff hanging around, bumming around.
Esche leashes, yep.
Esche leashes.
We'll convince them that it's cool to wear it as well, Dan, so they'll leash themselves.
Oh, we could patent it, guys, all right?
All right. Done.
Dan's
Esche
in business.
Leash.
We're in business with Dan.
Leashes, we could call it.
No, hate that.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, good on you, Dan. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, legend.
Finally, we'll go to Barry in Nambour. Baz, for or against a kid on a leash?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Good, Barry.
Hang on a second. I'll just turn my machine off. Hang on.
All right. No worries.
You called us, Baz.
There you go. I'm doing a bit of wood burning, so bear with me.
That's
what are you,
okay.
What are you doing this afternoon, Barry?
Mate, I listen to your radio station, and I've got to agree with your last caller. I believe in those leashes, man. Seriously, my going back about, 35 years ago, my young fella, he would have been about 5, and he crossed the street, ran across the street, and I grabbed him by his collar, would you believe it, and brought him back. And the car was coming the other direction. If I had a leash, I could just rip him back. Not a problem. So I totally agree with the leash. I think it's a big safety issue. I think you can't say that they're dogs on a leash because I think you're saving the kids from getting hurt.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well said, Barry. Well said.
Oh, you're a good man, Baz. Thanks for your input.
That's all good, mate. Oh, look, you guys are doing such a fantastic job on the radio, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Baz. And you're doing a great job doing the wood burning this afternoon.
Look, you've got no idea. I've got plenty of beer in bull something or other.
Oh, okay.
I can't say it on the radio.
Nah.
Because
it's
good
on
love
you,
it, Baz.
Thanks a lot.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Australia's greatest sporting rivalry is back. State of Origin. And to celebrate, we've teamed up with the Sands Tavern.
Our number, 545-11919. Jump on the phone, Sunny Coast. We're going to take lucky line number 3, I think, this afternoon. We are going to be at the Sands Tavern next week for Origin Game 2. Got a game of Origin Who Am I to play with you this afternoon. All right, lucky line number 3. Who's this?
This is Beck.
Hello, Beck. You are live on the radio and through to have a crack at our game.
Oh, I love the theme music. All right, so, Beck, it's a game of NRL Who Am I? How do you think you're going to go this afternoon?
To be completely honest, absolutely terribly, but I'm going to give it a crack because my daughter is desperate to go to the game.
Oh, well, I mean, this isn't to the actual game. This is just to watch it with
Beck,
us.
We're not giving away those tickets because we would like to go as well.
I know, but, you know.
Still, exactly.
With you guys.
Next best thing.
Just as good as the real thing, right?
Oh, for sure. We are equal on this celebrity status. Maybe as better. All the Origin players.
It might even be better, Beck. Okay, here we go. First stat about this person. Play along Sunny Coast as well. Born 18th of June, 1983 in Nambour.
Oh, a Sunny Coaster.
Yeah.
And finally,
yeah, no idea.
Not yet. That's all right.
All right. We'll drop a couple more. And if anyone else wants to call through 545-11919, they can pip you at the post, Beck.
Played 323 NRL games for the Melbourne Storm.
Ooh, that narrows it down a bit more.
Not yet, Beck. Not yet.
No, I don't know any of the Melbourne players.
That's all right. Played 31 Origins and 30 games for Australia.
So a Queenslander who played for the Storm and a lot of Origin games for Queensland.
And the next point might give it away, but do you want to have a guess, Beck?
Yeah, nah, I need another point.
One more clue. The current coach of the Queensland Maroons.
Oh, my God, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, no, Beck.
Well, Beck.
Let's go down the line,
unfortunately,
then.
Unfortunately, yeah, we're going to have to buzz you out and go to, is this Christy from Nambour?
Yes, this is Christy from Nambour.
Okay, let me go through the things again, Christy. Born 18th of June 1983 in Nambour. 323 NRL games for the Storm.
Oh, she doesn't even need the rest of the
Who knew Slater was from Nambour? I didn't until this afternoon. I should definitely know that.
Yeah.
I 100%
did. My boys were born in Nambour and I always let them know that Billy was born at Nambour.
And Kevin Rudd as well.
That's right. That's those two on equal footing.
Hey, Christy, we will see you next Wednesday at the Sands Tavern for our Origin Watch Party.
Woo-hoo, you will indeed. Have an awesome afternoon, legend.
You too, sister.
Thanks,
and
Christy.
If you want to come along, Sunny Coast, there are still more spots on the door list. We'll give them away tomorrow.
Poor Beck.
Yeah, poor Beck.
She'll be kicking herself going, of course it's Slater.
Absolutely. Oh, well, better luck next time.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You might not like to think that you are a nosy person. You might think, I'm not nosy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eavesdrop on drama. Right? You might think, I just like to stay in my lane, you know, live my life.
I don't know. I kind of love a bit of an eavesdrop.
Okay, you do. But not all of the Sunny Coast. Everybody thinks, nah, I'm not nosy.
Right.
But then you see a car with a handwritten note on the windscreen.
Mm.
You throw the morals out the window and you go, I'm going to have a little look, see what that note says.
I love that you're generalising this to be like, yeah, everyone would do this. When it's really just you who's done it in the last week or so.
I did do it yesterday. That's right. The car that parks next to me at home had a note on its windscreen. I thought, oh, this is going to be good. Radio content. Rubbing my hands together for this one.
Were you hoping that it was like a... Hey, I've noticed you across the car park and like, hey,
I just wasn't on my thing. Car. Wasn't...
Yeah, I know, but like that's more that's good, better goss if it's
not good or bad. I'm looking forward to whatever this note says.
Right, okay,
it's always going to be juicy. So the note said, "Stop parking here. Full stop.
Oh,
you've always parked here, and it's not your unit spot. Oh. We do not want to see your car here in future.
Oh, dot, I mean." Dot, dot. It's not the most scandalous.
No, it's not. It's not.
Once I got one that said, stop parking here, you kook. I was like, I don't even know what a kook is. Isn't that someone who's bad at surfing? I don't know.
So 545-11919, what did the note say, Sunny Coast? Did you receive the note? Did you write the note?
Mm.
Or did you just do what I did and you saw the note and had a little look-see?
Yeah, I'd love it if there is someone who's gotten a note that says, like, hey, you're cute. Here's my number. Call me.
That I've done that. Great.
Have you? Yeah, you've left one?
Yeah, I'll tell you soon.
You've tried to pick up a chick with a note before.
Yes, I have. Yes. I was 18, 19. I went to Griddled and sort of flirted a little bit with the waitress, took my order. And then my food came over with a tomato sauce heart.
Oh, well, then you're in then.
On it. And I went, okay, all right. All right, see what you're putting down. So I got a napkin and I wrote my number on the napkin. Never heard from her.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But my name's Taz, so call me baby.
Well, she didn't. She didn't know the song, obviously.
She must not have.
She mustn't have been a Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taz. Jack, have you had someone leave you a note?
Yeah, so we live in an apartment complex and there's numerous parks and we've rocked up for the next morning and we've had a note on the car saying you're not allowed to park here. And there's been no one in the car park for more than, I don't know, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's been free forever. And, yeah, so that was a good little note to get on the next morning and then a big corporate letter as well. And
so it's an empty car park and someone's still coming down on you for parking there.
No one hates it. And now, yeah, the neighbours are, yeah, off the Christmas list.
Cool. What am I on your Christmas list, Jack? What does one have to do to be on the Christmas list?
Not too much of these, though.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Sounds like it's on the Christmas list until proven otherwise.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jack. Let's go down the line now to Kylie. Good afternoon, Kylie.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Have you been left a note, Kyles?
No, I'm actually the note writer.
Here we go. This is what we wanted. Okay, let us have it, Kylie.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, we were woken all through the night by a dog barking, and I had two young children at the time. It was really annoying. So I wrote a note just asking them just to sort their dog out. Quite late at night when it was quite dark, drove around in my car because the house backed onto ours and got my two, you know, children, probably 10 and 12, to jump out of the car and put the note in the letterbox, and they ended up putting in the wrong house's letterbox. These people didn't even own a dog, so
didn't
sadly resolve the problem. I am a note writer. I've written a note to a lady that dog kept on pooing on my front lawn and just told her that the whole neighbourhood knows it's her and her dog and everyone's watching her. And it was only me, so.
Oh, gosh.
Kylie, did you give the note to the right person that time?
Yeah.
That time I did it myself and it was the right person and she was very sheepish walking around the neighbourhood after that. I watched 6 a.m. in the morning, and the dog definitely didn't poo on my, front lawn after that. That's for sure.
Yeah, dirty dog.
I like how Kylie was like, "I am a note writer.
Yeah.
I will write a note. Thank you very much, and I don't care who receives it. I'll just write a note and just hope for the best."
Oh, good on you, Kylie. Thanks for your call, sister.
Thank you.
Hang on, Kylie, before you disappear. Lightning v Giants this weekend, this Sunday, Uni SC Arena. Double pass is yours.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you.
It's a sellout, so these are some of the last tickets in town.
We will make sure that these get to you and not somebody else's mailbox. All right, Kylie?
Oh,
she's gone. Well, you can become a member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is a stitch up.
It's not a stitch
this
up.
This is a stitch up.
It is a test of your character. Taz Erickson, okay?
I don't think there's a way I can win this conversation. Sunny Coast, this is going to be a lot of fun. Ellie has got a list of things that rude people do.
Yeah, everyday little rude acts that the Courier Mail have published. So I thought I'd read you them, Tazzy, of a lightning round fashion.
Is it like a 50%? If I do more than 50%, I'm rude?
Nah, I reckon it's less than 50%. Because these are...
pretty bad.
No, well, look... We'll make up our minds collectively. Me and the Sunshine Coast will determine if you're...
It's rigged. This is a setup.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
So I just want you to answer yes or no as you would do this thing, okay?
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Full phone volume on public transport.
Oh, no. That terrifies me.
Okay.
If I did that.
You're a headphone type of dude?
Yes. I will. If I have to talk and I don't have headphones, I'll be like, hey.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
I'll just try and whisper.
All right, clipping your nails in public.
Ooh, no.
I think it's fine if it's over a bin. I'd do it. I think I've done it at work in our work bin.
Before. No, you haven't.
Yeah, but like just...
My bin and your bin are the same.
Yeah. Well, you're not reaching your hand in there.
Not anymore.
Ordering whilst on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm giving myself a tick for that.
Okay.
I'll say, sorry, hang on 1 second. Yeah, just a Big Mac. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yep.
Phones in the theatre or cinema?
Using them?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a big no.
Really? You're addicted to your phone, though.
No, but I hate it when people do it because it lights up the whole room.
Okay.
Get off Tinder. You can wait.
Not lifting your umbrella when you're walking past someone.
I'm sorry. Short people. Can this... Hello, if I say one thing and you listen to me in my entire radio career, can it be lift your umbrellas up past my eye height?
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's
as a short
terrifying.
Person. All right.
It's terrifying.
Texting whilst walking.
Yep.
You definitely
Yeah,
do that.
I definitely All do right.
that. So you're, what, two. You're two down.
Yep.
Not replacing the toilet paper roll. Oh, God, if my boyfriend's listening, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I don't replace.
Yeah, I know. That's next P's problem. putting groceries back in the wrong aisle.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
We don't?
No.
Leaving the toilet seat up.
Yeah, I do that.
Oh, for... taking a phone call in a public toilet? Who's doing that?
No, I won't do that.
While you're at the urinal?
No.
I don't know.
What hand am I using?
I don't know. How many hands do you need? It's not, I don't. That
whole no, I know you don't.
Me.
I know you don't. I'm glad you don't.
Not clicking no receipt at a self-checkout. So then the receipt spits out and stays there for the next person.
Now that I know that's an option, because I've never thought about it before, I will start doing that. I'm going to give myself a tally. That's fun.
Okay. All right. Look, there's plenty more.
Oh, I got
putting
five.
Putting an empty container packet back in the fridge or freezer.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, Taz, I think you're rude.
That's six.
I think that's six out of what I've probably been through about 12.
10, 15.
So you're
yuck.
You're a rude boy, Tazzy.
Stitch up. Hold it.
Some Rihanna ready for you.
Hang on, I've got a phone call coming in. Is it rude if I take this?
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Learn your lesson.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.